A dozen teenage boys in tan uniforms shuffle into a classroom and take a seat. An officer follows them in, and a red tape barrier separates the students from the teacher's desk. But otherwise, this is a standard classroom with a whiteboard and motivational quotes dotting the walls.
In this building, in this part of the building, you are a student. You'll be treated like a student, you'll be expected to act like a student, and you will be a student.
That's Principal Jay Moser. He wants students to know what to expect at the Allegheny County Jail High School.
When you're in school and you're learning, you have control. I can participate, I can listen, I can read, I can write. I have control in a place that gives you very little control.
Pennsylvania requires jails and prisons to educate minors. The students here are all awaiting trial as adults for serious crimes like murder, rape, and robbery. They know this could be one of the few chances to show they really want something different out of life. Because they're juveniles, we're not using the students' last names. 16-year-old Christian has been in jail for about a year. He says going to school is freeing in a way.
It makes me feel like I'm not in jail. I actually feel like I'm outside instead of being in jail. It takes away all the bars and all that.
Christian says he didn't used to like school at all, but now he finds it more engaging and works harder. He says his teachers are a big part of that.
Teachers, they really talk to me and really understand where I'm coming from. Even though they didn't come where I came from, there's no criticism here. That's my favorite thing about it.
Yes, so we'll circle that here. Go put yours up on the board, please.
On the first day of school, Christine Audenreath asks students in her English class to write some facts about themselves to share with their classmates. It's a school rule not to talk about criminal cases, but Audenreath says reading literature and writing poetry can compel students to confront their pasts.
That always brings out a lot of emotions, so yes, the students are very forthcoming and it's wonderful. They're very honest, they're very raw.
The students also have a counselor who helps them to reflect on how their circumstances and decisions landed them behind bars and how they might stop that from happening again. 16-year-old Chad says he feels more hopeful, but his case is never far from his mind.
I want all this stuff I do here just my judge to see, and so I'm like, I'm not trying to be in jail no more. Hopefully it helps. That way I can get back into the real world.
Despite such motivation, jail data show most students will end up in juvenile detention or prison or age out to the jail's adult population. Principal Moser acknowledges they arrive with more baggage than you might find in other classrooms and that staff have just a short time to work with them.
Trauma, emotional issues, struggles in school, and then we try to piece together this great thing that we do, and we do it really well. And then hope that's enough.
Students who complete 12th grade here can get diplomas, but many will leave before then. So Moser says the school takes it day by day. For NPR News, I'm Anlie Herring in Pittsburgh.